For a short time to get the established connection, and if not, we'll just make sure that we can be quiet at all times. And when we're referring to a specific report page or slide, if you can mention that, ready for our presentation to go ahead. And any member participating in a remote meeting who declares a disclosable pecuniary interest or declarable interest in any of the items, they will be asked to leave the room at that point in the meeting. Any voting will be done by a name vote, and if you can state whether you're for, against, or abstaining. And when we have confidential or exempt issues, Democratic Services will ensure that no members of the public in remote attendance or accessing the meeting are able to hear or see the proceedings once the exclusion has been agreed by the meeting. At the end of this meeting, I'll close it and all members will be asked to hang up promptly. Right, so now that bit's done. Welcome to the meeting. My name is Councillor Vicky Gould, I'm Chair. I have Councillor Chris Sylvester as my Vice Chair. Head of the service is Sal Khan. Planning Manager, Naomi Perry. Legal Representative, Sherry Grant. Democratic Service Officer is Monica Henchcliffe. And Planning Officers, we have Gary Shilton and Kerry Chandler. Right, committee members in attendance today. We have Councillor Ashcroft, Councillor Brady, Councillor Barker, Councillor Bills, Councillor Faulkner, Councillor Hoare, Councillor Lamb, Councillor Legg, Councillor McGarry, Councillor McKiernan, Councillor Sylvester, and Councillor Toon. Right. On to our agenda items then, please. Are there any apologies for absence?
No apologies, Chair.
Thank you. Any declarations of interest? No. Thank you. And if we can please accept the minutes from the last meeting, which was held on the 22nd of December. If I propose that, can I have a seconder for the minutes, please? Councillor Ashcroft, thank you. And can we go to a name vote for that then, please?
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bill.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Hoare.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Abstain because I wasn't at the meeting, thank you.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
And Councillor Toon.
Four.
That's carried, Chair.
Thank you. Item four, any urgent business? No, we have none. So we go on to agenda item five and applications for planning permission. And 5.1 is P2020-00839, and this is change of use. If I can ask for Gary to present this to the group, please.
Do the presentation. It's applications for a change of use for 25 Albert Road in Burson Trent. It's change of use from a residential dwelling Class C3 to a children's home Class C2. Application residential area within the settlement boundaries of Burton Old Trent. Dwellings highlighted here. It's an aerial shot of the dwelling with the field to the rear and the rates to the front. to show my GX, I thought a boundary overlaid. To the right of the site is the hospital. The further hospital buildings over here, and the new residential down to the bottom. It's a view from the bottom of Lower Outwoods Road, shown dual yellow lines on the left, with the dual yellow lines on the right, and on-street parking, which is characteristic. Dwellings to the right are set back, with parking to the frontage. So looking further up, Lower Outwoods Road, shown in parking continuation. This is looking down Outwoods Road, Lower Outwoods Road town, with parking, roadside parking on this side, and clear on the other side with double yellows. This is further down, close towards the dwelling in question, which is here, showing the continuing characteristics of this parking. This is the front of the dwelling, showing parking to the front with drop curb to the right, and no external alterations proposed to the building. A snapshot showing the area to the front of hard standing. So access to the rear of the dwelling, fencing shown below the fence and then rising to a high fence on the boundary. This is the rear fence, rear garden, sorry, with a shed to the rear, and there's a field beyond the shed. This is looking back towards the dwelling, showing the access along the side with the fence before it drops down. It's the other side with the lower fence and then the higher boundary with fence and wall along the side boundary, and this is the rear of the dwelling. So the plans show three parking spaces to the front and three bedrooms to the first floor. There's no changes proposed. The proposal has included the amendment to raising the height of the fences to 1.8 metres around the garden. This plan has shown the parking to the front and there are no alterations to the first floor. This is a close-up of an example of the fence, which is proposed for a timber fence with a gravel wall by surrounding the rear garden. In coming to a recommendation, the following has been taken into account. It's a consultation with the Highway Authority, where no objections on highway. We raise no objections on highway grounds to the proposal. Environmental health recommends an informative in relation to the food preparation area. Outwoods Parish Council objected on the grounds of the impact on the highway, including parking, residential amenities, antisocial behaviour, and the suitability of the property. And the application has been called in by Councillor Gaskin over parking and highway issues and social behaviour. We had 30 representations from residents in objection relating to the principle of the development, the impacts on the amenity, highway impacts, loss of property value, compliance with all the regulations and antisocial behaviour. We kept the recommendations considering the National Plan Policy Framework, the local plan, the book East Staffordshire's Design Guide, Parking Standards, SPD, and the Outwoods Neighbourhood Plan. The principle of the development is considered to be acceptable as it would remain in residential use and is situated in a sustainable location, which would bring economic benefits by securing a viable business use and employment for a number of staff. No external changes are proposed to the existing building. Proposed use would not result in any impacts over and above the existing use of the site as a dwelling house in terms of noise and disturbance, given the number of occupiers and staff proposed. The only difference being that the adult carers would not reside at the application site permanently. The Highway Authority have stated that in relation to other traffic associated with the development, it is not considered that this would be significantly different from that which is associated with the dwelling. As such, the development raises no adverse highway safety issues. The proposal was considered to comply with local plan, parking standards, guidance, national planning policy framework, designs to plan, supplementary planning document and parking standards. The local planning authority has taken a positive approach to decision taking in respect of the application, including that it is a sustainable form of development which complies with relevant development plan policies and material plan considerations, including the national planning policy framework. It is considered that the local planning authority has secured development to improve the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of paragraph 38 of the national planning policy framework and recommendations to approve with conditions as per recommendation within the report.
We've come to the public speaking part of this. If I can ask if we have Councillor Simon Gaskin on the line.
Chairman, I don't think he's arrived into the public gallery as yet.
Okay.
I did telephone him to let him know that the meeting had begun and the item for him to log in. So I can't see his name in the public gallery, Chairman.
Right, I'll move to the others and then return to him. Thank you.
Okay.
If we can ask for Councillor John Anderson, please, from the Parish Council.
Okay, Chairman, just to clarify, in the public gallery, it's not clear where Mr. Anderson is, but I'm wondering if there's somebody with an initial. So if I just allow that individual to come in, we can ascertain if that is Mr. Anderson and proceed from there, if you're happy for me to do that.
Yeah, if we can get the clarification, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we've just got some initials. Could you clarify who you are for me, please?
Yeah, my name's Samantha. I'm for the next one on the agenda.
Perfect, thank you. We'll just kick you out of this bit for now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Apologies.
Back in. Thank you.
Sorry, Chairman. Thank you for clarifying that.
So do we have Mr. Anderson there on the line at all?
There is no other names that I would say that is the same. Is that correct, Monica? Do you concur?
Yeah, I agree. He's not in. I can't see his name in the public gallery or...
No, it's not clear.
...referring to him.
Can we then move to Mrs. Patricia Callaghan, please? Good afternoon, Mrs. Callaghan. Can you hear me? Callaghan, rather?
I can, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you see me?
Speaking policy.
Yes, I am. I've read the information that was sent through to me.
Wonderful. Well, you have 3 minutes, and we're just bringing that up on our screen now. And we're good to go when you are, please.
Okay. Can you actually see me?
We couldn't, no. It was just a blank screen. We can hear you, though.
Okay, fine. Right, I'm actually speaking on behalf of the residents and myself on a personal basis because I live in the property that's adjoined to the 25 Lower Outwoods Road. So I wish to air my grave concerns about the application for several reasons. It states that the car park on the front, the driveway, will accommodate 3 cars. There's absolutely no way you could get 3 cars on that driveway. It has been measured by John Anderson, and I think he put that in his objection, that it is not possible to get 3 cars on the driveway. We actually had to have the police remove a vehicle on a low loader last year for totally blocking our driveway, which is quite a common occurrence, and there is currently a car blocking next door. The majority of properties on this side of the road are terraced, as the video showed, with no driveway, double yellow lines on the opposite side, which obviously increases the problem. Lower Outwoods Road has recently become a bus route, and we have witnessed on several occasions where the bus has had to reverse back down the road due to parking obstructions. There really is a big problem up here for parking on a regular basis due to the hospital traffic on a daily basis when the hospital is working. I believe that with it being a semi-detached property, it's unsuitable for this type of living arrangement. If the application was passed, I would have to insist that the firewall in the roof, which is currently not to the top, would have to be built up. We would also expect to have 6-foot fencing for privacy and CCTV for safety. There is already an antisocial behavioural problem, drugs and vandalism at the top of the road, which the police and council are aware of, and therefore any added behavioural issues of the potential residents, it would be right on the doorstep. I actually heard last night at 10 to 12 a car roaring up and down here several times. On a personal note, my partner has a heart condition, regular hospital and doctor's appointments. The additional stress of worrying about behavioural issues from the residents of this property would have an effect on his health. The neighbours the other side have 10-year-old twin girls, and they're very concerned about their welfare.
If I can ask you to make your points quickly, we have just finished your time.
Okay. Just concerned about the welfare of the 10-year-old twins on any witnessing any issues that potential residents would cause. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. If we can call on Mrs. Beverly Fern next, please. Good afternoon, Mrs. Fern. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, thank you very much. Are you aware of our speaking policy?
I am, yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Right, as soon as I get this on the screen. Right, you have 3 minutes when you're ready.
Well, yeah, I've submitted quite a detail of my concerns, my objections. I think probably first one I'd start to re-stress really is the demographics in terms of both the immediate neighbours and wider neighbourhood. There's a lot of retired people live up here, and there's also families with, as Pat just said, with quite young children. I mean, my concern is the mixture, because the proposal is to have a children's home for four young people between the ages of 14 to 18. And within that proposal, they're saying they will consider young people with offences of arson and sexual offences. I've worked with looked after children. I've got no discrimination for 30 years, so I do know what I'm talking about. I think the mix, given this isn't going to be a small home. Small homes in the community are normally for two. This is four. They're looking at four young people with a suggestion of very complex and high-risk behaviours. Like I said, the immediate neighbours have got two 10-year-olds. The neighbours next door are retired. The neighbours behind that have retired. The ones across the road have retired. So it's a mix. It's a narrow road. There's not a lot of ground. I mean, again, the second point that Pat raised is around parking. To say that there's room for three cars, that's just not true. If the current residents that rent the property, they have two cars on the drive. But as you can see from the photograph, the other car is actually blocking the front entrance. So in children's home terms, what you'd call that is a fire risk, because obviously you can't have a fire exit blocked. So to get even two cars on the drive, there would be implications for fire regulations. And also the sort of, if you did a risk assessment of pedestrian and vehicle mix, you could see you'd have to really reverse off. So that's an added hazard. We've had a couple of near misses and one accident since I've lived here 10 years. So you'd have to reverse off. And with the cars parked, the visibility is very, very poor. So that's just an add-on to what obviously Patricia's already said. And the third issue, again, it's sort of, I guess, you know, noise for young people, everybody quite close to. So I guess that could be overcome with sound barriers and things like that. But like I say, it's a very tight, compact lane. Not the greatest, really. I would envisage for four young people, you'd need a lot more ground, a lot more space. There's not a lot of amenities apart from the hospital. But I say four young people, and you're going to have staff changeovers. You're going to have at least three a day. The proposal about having one night staff, that's incorrect. Lone working with four young people, you wouldn't have one night staff. You'd have to have two. You know, so that's incorrect. And then you've got independent visitors. I'd actually question that it's a normal household frequency in terms of visiting, because independent reviewing officers have to visit each child. Social workers have to visit. These are statutory requirements. That's additional to pet meetings. Virtual school heads have to visit. There's a lot of statutory requirements. And I think having four young people, should I say, you know, that it's going to be a much more busy household than a normal family. I disagree with that.
The final point, we have just finished on your time.
All right. Okay. Thank you. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. If I can call on our next speaker then. I have Mr. Stephen Greaves next on my list.
Chairman, just to make you aware, Councillor Gaskin is in the gallery if you wanted him to.
Okay, let's
brought in first,
and have Councillor Gaskins come in first then, please.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Councillor Gaskin. Can you hear me?
Ah, there. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Thank you very much.
That's good. Thank you.
Right, you have your 3 minutes when you're ready.
Chair of Planning, thank you for letting me speak. I am aware that a similar application to this was granted a few months ago, but this application is very different. It is a semi-detached property on this occasion with a number of houses close by in a very close community area. The parking at this premises is designed for a private dwelling and not in any way fit for a change of use to a public or business use. This area, being near the hospital, has always suffered from problems with parking, staff and visitors always looking for availability night and day. It's a 24/7 problem with residents. Now, without bringing into equation a change of use to a children's home, residents in the area are often offered money from people to park on their drives. The problem is that vast. After the residents have used the allotted street parking availability on the one side of the road, it only leaves a single track road, which is often very busy and has major hold-ups with buses and lorries unable to pass. In fact, two cars cannot pass anywhere in this part of the road, and causing long tailbacks and, more importantly, completely blocking any access for emergency services. This, in the near future, will be the main thoroughfare for those emergency services when access is opened from their direct route from one side of the town. In these severe and testing times that we are living in today, with hospitals so important and in the forethought of our minds, is this the time to put more obstacles in the way? The number of staff, it says, will be working at the premises, will no doubt require parking. And remember, they have to swap over shifts. So that will double the amount of vehicles at that time. There will be on site at any one time. The occupants and premises, as teenagers as they are, may own vehicles themselves. Where would they park? The occupants would no doubt be younger, parents and guardians, family coming to visit them. Where would they park? And not forgetting the most important thing in a teenager's life, their friends. There will always be a number of these with cars coming to visit. Once again, where would they park? They would also have to reverse out onto that busy single-track road with very limited visibility and what would be approaching vehicles. Three parking places, which is skeptical, as has been said, for this application of this nature, is planning members planning of the planning committee just not enough. The dwelling in this application is a semi-detached, as you are aware. Noise and vibration often affects neighbours that live close together, but this would be totally different to a normal neighbouring situation, with just one brick separating the houses, 4.5 inches, 114 millimetres away from the vibration. There would also be a lot of youngsters congregating, and there would be additional antisocial behaviour, I'm sure. I call upon you to refuse the application and allow the residents of Lower Outwood to live safely next to the road they know and love. I thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you for that. We had just finished that time. Right. Have we had Mr. John Anderson through yet?
Chair, there's nobody in the public gallery of that name on the username on the attendees.
Right. And do we have Mr. Stephen Greaves then, please? Good afternoon, Mr. Greaves.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Thank you very much. So you have 3 minutes and your time starts now.
Good afternoon and thank you for allowing me to speak today. As you're aware, the proposal is for Willow Care Group to convert a three-bedroom dwelling into a children's home. This will accommodate mainly two children with possibly a third, having each their own bedroom, not four children. These children would be mainly referred from by local authority and social services, all aged between 11 and 18 years old. The aim is to educate, accommodate and prepare these children with life skills for their future. The service is to provide care for children who may have experienced disruption within their birth families, a history of abuse, who's been sexually, physically or emotionally abused, various placement breakdowns, which may include adoption, fostering and children homes, and difficulties in attending or achieving at school. Referrals are on an individual basis, an assessment made on the individual and with the ability that Willow Care Group can meet the requirements for that child, which is required. It is unlikely that children with a history of committing sexual abuse, arson, violence or psychiatric illness would be considered. The aim is to offer placement for at least 6 months, allowing for the objectives to be achieved. Willow Care Group are committed to residential care for certain young people as recognised by the Children's Act 2008. For young people, residential care is necessary, and without this proposed by the Willow Care Group and others, they would remain left in the system. The aim is to provide a cultural, sensitive and appropriate therapeutic environment for these children. The staff will include a children's care manager and a maximum of six residential carers rotated. Staff are vigorously recruited, vetted and trained and experienced to work in this environment. The property will be staffed 24 hours a day with a minimum of two staff on shift always during the day and one staff at night. Working, no sleeping facilities are provided for the staff. The staff will be trained to deal with any situations which could possibly arise, curbing these immediately, stopping them from escalating. Hopefully reassuring residents that any antisocial behaviour would be mitigated. Without facilities like this, Such children would have no chance to have appropriate support in such small friendly environments, allowing integration back into society and family life. Many local authority care homes are closing, and without such a service like this proposed, many young people would not get the opportunity of such help and guidance. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you for that. And thank you to all our public speakers. If we now come to the committee part, who would like to raise a question first? Councillor McKiernan.
Thank you, Chair. I was a former county councillor for Horninglow and Stratton for 4 years. And during that time, I worked very hard with the highways to try and ameliorate the parking situation with the hospital. I simply cannot believe that highways have said that there'll be no issues here. You know, Richard Rayson worked personally with me and his staff for all that time to try and get the issues resolved. There are terrible, terrible parking problems in that area, up Lower Outwoods. I know Lower Outwoods Road is technically in Outwoods, so it's not in Stratton and Horninglow, but still, park is staff park, patients park. It's a very busy road, and as everyone's said, you can't get up or down the road easily, and now there are buses going down, it's almost impossible. I cannot support this application simply from the parking point of view. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Councillor McGarry.
Thank you, Chair. It's just a clarification, really. I think it was Mrs. Fern that indicated that the applicant would house 4 children, but the application says to, 3 to be housed. And I just wondered if any of the planners could give me some clarity on that, because obviously it's only a 3-bedroom property.
Yes, the application is for 3 children staying at the property.
As we just heard, it was 2 with a possibility of 3, so the maximum would be 3 children at any one time. Is that right? Okay. Any further points? Councillor Brady.
I let Paul talk about regarding the issue of the parking in front of the front door, really. Is that a fire issue, do we know, as for a safety measure? Because I do believe you have to have room to get out of a house if there was a fire, and I was just wondering, because you won't, if that's the case, there's certainly no way you would be able to have 2 cars on there if you've got to keep that as a an area to, if in case of a fire, of escape.
Okay, would one of our planners like to come in on that one, please?
Obviously, the front area is currently used for parking, so you know they're not changing that. No one's raised it as a health and safety issue with us through the consultation. But I think it would be covered under separate legislation, but as it's currently used as parking, you know, we don't see that there's a, you know, difference in planning terms there.
Thank you. Okay. Any further points to make, councillors?
Councillor, Chairman, yeah. I think, just one moment, I think I've just had an email from John Anderson to say he's in the gallery as some Laura is logged on as Laura, the clerk of the parish council. So it's at your discretion if you want him to speak.
as he had requested to speak and his there was a name there, I would ask him to come forward if we can bring him forward, please.
His name is Laura and Andrea. Yeah.
Thank you. No problem.
Can you hear me, Councillor Anderson? Mr. Anderson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. I do apologise for this. It's because the Zoom, my personal Zoom and the council Zoom mix up. I don't know why, but it happens all the time. So my apologies for the wrong name.
We got there in the end.
We did.
3 minutes when you're ready then.
Okay, thank you. Firstly, I do think this could have been dealt with by planning officers' delegated powers rather than being called into committee and taking up many person hours unnecessarily. The impact on the highway, including parking. Lower Outwoods Road is in effect a single track road due to there always being a large number of vehicles always parked along one side of the road. This is clearly shown on the maps Gary showed during his presentation. We, as a parish council, have had many complaints from residents over the years about parking and dangers on this small road with a very steep gradient. The recent introduction of a regular bus service has exacerbated the traffic issues for residents. Over the years, there have been accidents due to the lack of width of the road and the steep gradient further up Lower Outwoods Road, where many vehicles, having lost their way, seem to be turning around constantly. The applicant has stated there will always be two resident employees at the property, meaning almost certainly two vehicles, but many other vehicles will visit the home during the course of a day. The road will not stand any increase in traffic. The applicant also states that there are three spot parking spaces at the property. The current tenants park a vehicle on the frontage, and due to the projecting bay window, the vehicle encroaches onto the footpath. Actually, on the photo in Gary's presentation, this vehicle was parked at a jaunty angle to fit it all onto the parking area, clearly demonstrating only two vehicles will fit on this parking area. The distance from the bay to the footpath is 4.4 metres, 0.4 metres under the standard parking space size of 4.8 metres. The width of the parking area is 7.05 metres. The recommended width of a car parking space is 2.4 metres, meaning there would need to be at least 7.2 metres width to park three cars safely. It is also a fact that modern cars are getting larger. The Red House Farm development has no vehicle access onto Lower Outwoods Road for many of the reasons stated above. The residents either side of the property will see increased numbers of visitors coming and going at number 25 if this unsuitable application is passed. There will also be increased numbers of people using the garden, which will create noise nuisance and visual impact due to the low fencing. If the application is given approval, we recommend a condition requiring the applicant to increase the fence height to the garden to around 6 feet, 1.8 metres, before it is used for the proposed purpose.
If we can bring it to a close then for me, please. Okay.
Since this is a semi-detached house, if the application is passed, we would recommend a condition requiring soundproofing and fireproofing to building standards to be fitted on the side of the adjoining property. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And sorry about the confusion at the start.
No problem. Thank you for that. Any further points that my committee would like to make? Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. My view on this planning application is that there is an issue being raised by the residents in terms of parking and access to the street with the amount of vehicles already on the street. First of all, our planning standard says they need two parking spaces. There are two parking spaces. The picture shows that those two cars can actually park without encroachment on the pavement. If a family moved in there with mother, father and two children, they probably would have more than two cars and they would need somewhere else to park their third car or any other visitor. And it's going to be the same for this property. If someone comes, if there's no parking space, we're going to have to find some somewhere. You know, it's a problem we all have when we go about and try to go and visit people. In regards to the fence, I believe, according to the planning report, that's already been attended to. The rest of the issues we have no authority over and they're not within our mandate. So for me, I can only see that we can only agree to this proposal by our planning officers, and I would propose that we accept it.
Okay, so we have a proposal to go with the officer's recommendation and approve this with the conditions attached. Do I have a seconder for that one? Is that Councillor Sylvester on that one then, please? Okay, do we have any further comments that we wish to raise at this moment? No, then can we go for a name vote then, please?
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bill.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Hall.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Against.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKernan.
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
And Councillor Toon.
Four.
That's carried, Chair.
Thank you, Monica. So that has gone for approval then. We move on to item 5.2, which is P2020-01095. And again, if I can ask Gary to present this to us, please. We can see that, thank you.
This application relates to 8 Calais Road in Bentlong Trent. It's just not far from Lower Outwoods Road. It's towards the other side of that. The extension, the proposal is for the erection of a single storey rear extension. Running your questions outlined here. Got a hospital just to the left over here with a school to the rear over here. You can see a school further out and more hospital buildings. There's a roundabout just on the corner where it's double roundabout and a petrol station here. So now we'll view the property showing the garden in relation to the house and the other buildings and gardens. There's also parking along the road to the front with double yellows along this side. There's no off-road parking associated with the dwellings along here. It's zoomed out for more showing the context of the roads around. This is looking towards double roundabouts and the hospital, just outside the site, showing double yellows and the cars parked opposite. This is looking the other way with double yellow lines showing either side and the parking. This further up the road showing double yellows. There's also a bus stop on the left hand side in the picture. This is the front of the property in question with a shared access that goes to the rear of the dwelling. At the time of the site visit, they'd already started construction of the extension, which can be seen here, and the scaffolding around it as they're constructing it. But the boundary fence to the right. As such, the photos taken from on top of the scaffolding around the sides. And here you can see where I'm stood up with a finished height, looking back towards the rear of the dwellings. And habitable rooms shown there to the neighbours. This is looking back across the gardens to the south west, with the garage building in the back. And extensions shown to the rear of dwellings. This is looking to the neighbour's garden to the north east, indicating a bathroom window to the rear elevation of the dwelling, which is a non-habitable window, and a patio area, which is slightly lower than the ground area to the rear of the dwelling, and the extension just on the left, set just inside the fence boundary line. This is a view looking to the northwest along the rear of the terraces along this part of the road. The proposal for this extension here to the rear of the dwelling, which is shown on the elevations here. Here's a close up. The extension measures 6 metres. And from top of an existing extension, which is, 10.6 metres in length, the total extension to the rear. So we're adding another 6 metres to the rear of the dwelling, which measures roughly 3.15 metres in height, from the ground level to the height of the roof, and continues the existing extension's roof height. So the roof of the existing extension hasn't changed, it's just been extended to the rear. This is the block plan of the proposed site with the extension shown here, north, as here, so the north is to this elevation, so here to the south. And coming to my recommendation, the following have been taken into consideration. No objections received on the highway grounds to this proposal from the Highway Authority. Cadent raised no objections in relation to proximity of high pressure gas pipelines in the area. And the same as the Health and the Safety Executive have not. I said this does not cross any consultation zones. The application has been called in by Councillor Shrive in relation to traffic and parking on a busy highway and the location in close proximity to a major petrol station, roundabout and Queen's Hospital, which could affect the freeway for emergency vehicles and public transport. The back of the property would not be in keeping with others in that locality. No comments have been received from Horninglow and Eaton Parish Council. As set out in the report, objections have been received from one local resident in relation to loss of light and overshadowing from the extension. The policy is taken into consideration of the National Planning Policy Framework, the local plan, the East Staffordshire's Design Guide, the Parking Standards SPD, and should be Horninglow and outwards. Horninglow and Eaton neighbourhood plan. Principle of the extensions to dwellings is considered acceptable and sustainable, suitable form of sustainable development. The proposed extension is not considered to cause demonstrable harm to the character and appearance of the locality or the host dwelling and is considered to be in accordance with the policies for local plan, Horninglow and Eaton neighbourhood plan and the design guidance. The proposed extension would not have a detrimental impact on the immunity of neighbouring occupiers. development complies with the separation distances and amenity requirements as set out in the separation and distances and amenity supply chain plan document. The increase in the number of bedrooms would require additional parking provision in accordance with RCHE5 of Horning Glen East Neighbourhood Plan. However, given the location and size of the dwelling, the highway authority has raised no objections on highway safety grounds. There are no heritage impacts from the proposal. The site is in a low risk flood zone, which is not susceptible to flooding, and there are no adverse impacts on biodiversity. In conclusion, on balance, given the location and the proposal is not considered detrimental to highway safety, the proposal is considered to comply with the local plan, Horning Glen Eastern Neighbourhood Plan, National Planning Policy Framework and Design SPD. The local planning authority has taken a positive approach to decision taking in respect to its application, concluding that it is a sustainable form of development which complies with relevant development plan policies and material planning considerations, including the National Planning Policy Framework. It is therefore considered that the local planning authority has secured a development that improves the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of paragraph 38 of the National Planning Policy Framework. And the recommendation is to approve with conditions as per recommended in the report. And that brings the end to my presentation.
Thank you, Gary. So we move on to the public speaking parts, and I have Mr. Paul Siples to bring in first, please. Good afternoon, Mr. Siples. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you now.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon to everybody.
3 minutes when you're ready.
All right, thank you. Gabby's slide showed a patio area and rear window, which is my property. I've been looking through the East Staffordshire Borough Council booklet on separation distances and amenity. So I'd just like to raise a couple of points on that. 7.1, loss of light and overshadowing. With this building already been constructed, we can actually see that all the hard work we've put into our property and creating that patio area is now completely overshadowed by the extension. It's also overshadowing our rear window to the bathroom where the light is not coming through at all. I'd also like to raise a couple of points on the character that Gary mentioned. Under no Everybody's utilised what used to be the old coal house and outside toilets for similar extensions all the way along the 23 houses. This goes out a lot further than any extension that's ever been done before. There's also speaking there about the parking that it wouldn't affect. There's no highways issue. This is a main thoroughfare for the ambulance service, one of only two. The double parking on our side of Cali Road is absolutely horrendous, and I think this would just make that even bigger if we're having, from what the builders have said, 5 or 6 bedrooms next door to us. Where are these people going to park? My wife has to park right in Mona Road. A lot of people do. Or in Swannington Street. I just don't understand how they can say it's not going to have an impact on the highway. And I say I'm just worried an ambulance is going to get stuck with the amount of traffic that does double park on the double yellow lines. There's also mention in your booklet about amenity for garden space. There doesn't seem to be a lot of garden space left now this extension has been built if you're having 5 or 6 people. And that doesn't mean it's, if it's 5 or 6 bedrooms, it doesn't mean it's 5 or 6 people. It could be double that if people are sharing the bedrooms. Obviously, it's a major concern on a very selfish point of view is that we've put a lot of work into our property, especially the rear, and now that's all just overshadowed by a extension that is a lot larger than any extension along the 23 houses in the row. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. If I can move on to our second speaker then, Mrs. Samantha Sherrand. Hello, Mrs. Sherrand. Nice to speak with you again.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So we have 3 minutes when you're ready.
Okay, I'll try and keep it very brief. Main reason for me wanting to speak was just to hopefully appease the neighbour in some way and obviously go through. I understand, know the area well, so parking, I guess, would be a concern for most people. The in terms of the daylight and blocking light, I can't say it's not the case, obviously I'm not the neighbour. However, the roof height of this is no higher than you've seen of the fence that's already there. It was done at single height for exactly that reason, so that we didn't have any adverse effects or any light effects for the neighbours. Fully appreciate that it is a different size extension to ones that have been done in the street already. That's just kind of to keep the house maintained and to have the space in it that's needed. That's the extension that we're looking for. And in terms of parking, the type of tenant that we're looking to get into this property is actually nursing staff at the hospital. There's not much quality accommodation for nursing staff within the area. We've done plenty of research on it, viewed many, many properties that nursing staff would be accommodated within. And there's just not much quality there for them. So in terms of parking, obviously, when we let the property, it would be let with no parking. So that would automatically generally turn away any tenants that would look for a place with parking. And secondly, we have a good relationship with the hospital, and the managing agent that would be used to let the property has an excellent relationship with the hospital and certain companies that bring nurses into the area to go and work at the hospital. They generally don't have cars, they don't have any kind of motor vehicles themselves, they generally use public transport. The idea of purchasing this property and having it so that we can tenant NHS staff is so that it is so close to the hospital, they don't need cars to travel around. We will insert a bike rack at the back of the property so that if they do have bicycles, they can all be stored at the back of the property, it won't have any adverse effect on the street. And in terms of the garden, the extension's actually only been done on the patio, so we're not losing any garden area. It's just essentially half of the one side of the patio that's being used for the extension. So the garden itself is still intact as it was and still has the same amount of space as it had. I think that's it from me.
Thank you for that. Okay, if I open it up to committee then, please. Any comments or queries that you want to raise? Councillor Bills.
Thank you, Chair. I want to involve with the calling, and I've had no contact with either the applicant or the objector. I think I said this morning, these properties can only be extended in one way, and that's straight down the garden because of the narrowness of the garden and the length of it. I don't think it's relevant whether it's going for rental or whether it's nurses or whether whoever's going to be occupying. We're judging it on an extra bedroom to a property, I believe. I've got sympathy with Mr. Cycles, obviously. Any kind of extension in this sort of location is going to have some effect. No doubt about that because of the closeness of it. But we have restrictions in place to mitigate that. And I'm sure that our policies are being followed by our officer. This is within our overbearing policies. The road traffic situation, it's going to be bad whatever happens with this. You know, it's like a lot of the roads around Burton, certainly around the hospital, can only park on one side with no off-street parking. It's difficult. And I think going from a 2 to a 3 bedroom, which probably a lot of the properties are already, won't make a lot of difference. So I wanted to listen to anybody, you know, anybody else who has any planning issues. But I will propose that we accept the recommendation.
Thank you for that, Councillor Bills. Before I call anybody else, can we have a seconder for this motion then, please? Seconder, Councillor Ashcroft, thank you. Councillor McKinnon, would you like to come in?
Thanks. I just wanted to check a couple of things. So how many bedrooms are there going to be, and are they single or double? And is the proposal to tenant with individuals, or are we talking about a HMO on, you know, under the window, as it were, you know?
I suppose in terms of the tenancy arrangement, that isn't anything that planning would get involved with. The proposal is for an extension at the rear, which is for a bedroom. But as we discussed on this morning's site visit, that could equally be used for any other room, a lounge or dining room, for example. But in terms of the application before you today, the proposal is for an extension for the creation of a bedroom. And the report also refers to the creation of another bedroom internally, but that wouldn't need planning permission. They could do that, you know, outside of the planning process.
So how many bedrooms do you need before it becomes a HMO?
I can answer that. You can have up to, so you can go from a family dwelling house, which is C3, to C4, which is up to 6 people sharing and not need planning permission. We've got no control over that, as long as they all use the same kitchen and bathroom facilities. They operate as one household. If you have more than 6, then you do need planning permission, and that's where we would have some control.
Okay. And the other question I just wanted to ask was about the parking. Is it the case that we're going against the Eaton and Horninglow neighbourhood plan in not having another parking space? Can we just clarify that again?
Yes, in technical terms, the proposal doesn't meet that parking policy in the neighbourhood plan. However, it doesn't meet it, you know, anyway. And the policy does allow for us to consider situations where we would accept a lower level of parking, which we've done in this instance with the advice from the Highway Authority.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for that. Any further comments then? Councillor McKinnon, would you like to come back?
No, I'm trying to lower my hand, sorry, but you'd already done it.
So we're down now, thank you. Right, so if we have no further comments, we have a proposal and we have it seconded as well. So if we can go to a name vote then, please.
Councillor Gould.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Bilf.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Hall.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
For.
Councillor Legge.
For.
Councillor McGarry.
For.
Councillor McKinnon.
For.
Councillor Sylvester. Councillor Sylvester.
For.
And Councillor Toon.
For.
Thank you. That's carried, Chair, unanimous.
Thank you. So we move on now to agenda item 6. Request that members have considered the appeals received and determined report.
Noted, Chair.
Thank you. And the agenda item 7 for councillors to consider the planning permissions that were circulated.
Noted.
Thank you.
Noted, yeah.
So, I will now move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it's likely in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted, or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act. If we can have all members of the public leaving our meeting now, please, and we can then stop the recording.